Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Top priority during any pandemic is to inform the public because facts save lives. But invariably, something arises to muddle the message. Conspiracy theories.
It happened with HIV, Ebola, and it's happening with COVID-19. These unfounded theories undermine health officials and prolong the pandemic, and social media has been the perfect conduit. It fuels and spreads misinformation quicker than ever before.
Here's a taste of the paranoia. Instagram posts suggest Bill Gates planned the virus to benefit pharmaceutical giants. In Alabama, Facebook posts accuse bad actors of helicoptering in sick patients. While in South America, some believe the virus was made to spread HIV.
In the United Kingdom, people have burned down 5G cell towers, fearing they made people vulnerable to the virus.
The fact is, COVID-19 came from bats. And even though this has been verified by science, some governments are using misinformation to deflect blame. The Chinese government says the U.S. Army introduced the virus into China.
There's also the problem of false cures being circulated. One group used Twitter to promote a miracle mineral supplement containing bleach to kill the virus.
Some nasal sprays claim to work, and here's a doozy. Televangelist Jim Baker tried to sell a solution of colloidal silver as a cure on his TV show.
Empty claims won't cure the virus, but given time, good old-fashioned science just might.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.